We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartAid.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate September 7th. Building the planets of the solar system was like building a city. It didn't happen all at once. Instead, it probably took 100 million years or more to complete the construction project. The first to be completed were Jupiter and Saturn, the Sun's largest planets. They came together in the prime real estate for planet building, the region with the most raw materials. Closer to the Sun, it was so hot that ices were vaporized and blown away. Farther from the Sun, the material thinned out. But at the distance of Jupiter and Saturn, the balance was just right. The two giants took shape in a hurry. Small grains of ice and rock stuck together to make pebbles, then baseball-sized chunks, then boulders, and so on. That quickly built massive cores, which then swept up huge amounts of leftover hydrogen and helium gas. So within just a few million years, Jupiter and Saturn have grown to monstrous proportions. Uranus and Neptune took shape a little later, within tens of millions of years. Earth and the other rocky inner planets took a bit longer, at least 100 million years. So the biggest planets of the solar system are also the oldest, dating to shortly after the birth of the Sun. Saturn stands close to the Moon the next couple of nights. The planet looks like a bright star. It's to the lower left of the Moon as darkness falls tonight, and about the same distance to the right of the Moon tomorrow night. We have more sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.